You've written a lot of really interesting and of-the-moment columns recently, and one of them is about, as you say, the you've used the word destruction of democratic institutions here, federal governments and departments and the like, cultural organizations. You wrote, and I'm paraphrasing, why even smart people capitulate, or whatever the word is. Why? Why do you think it's been so easy? I mean, literally without a peep, almost.
There are a lot of good reasons to obey when a government like this comes in. So some of the threats coming from the federal government, as weak as the federal government is compared to some other places that have gone autocratic, the threats are real. To pull federal funding, to go after other businesses that people have. And so if you look at people like Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg, who have sort of fallen all over themselves to obey in advance. You also see some clever rationalizations and some real rationality, right? Bezos is protecting his businesses. During Trump's first term, Trump went after Amazon to punish the Washington Post. Zuckerberg is using what I call the zeitgeist argument. It's not even so much a direct threat as, look, we're working in a different culture now and we have to adjust. That's good for business. Some of these arguments are actually values-based. We have to protect our employees. We have to protect our shareholders. These are all good reasons as far as they go. They're good tactical reasons. There's only one reason not to obey, which is that this obeyance is what builds autocracy. If people withdraw their participation, if everybody acted like the seven legal officials who resigned over the Department of Justice's order to drop charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams, if everybody acted like that, Trump wouldn't be able to do what he's doing. But most people are obeying.
So how do you see that progressing? I mean, is everybody shocked now? Are they stunned into silence or inactivity? Or do you foresee the world we live in, the alternative fact, you know, universes of social media, the fact that it's very difficult to find the truth? Do you think it's going to be, it'll take time or it'll never happen? Some kind of pushback against individual rights and federal rights?
I mean, this is not a great country to build a mass resistance movement. We're very atomized. We're very polarized. We don't have local media. We don't have local politics to speak of. So all of these things actually mitigate against an effective resistance against Trumpism. At the same time, we do have freedom of the press still. We do have the wealthiest civil society in the world. We do have some pretty great legal culture. Right. So it's not over until it's over.